Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Dealing on infrastructure.
The president made some pretty big revisions.
Treating hackers like terrorists.
We recognize this is an increasing threat.
Pence splits with Trump on Capitol attack.
I don't know if we'll ever see eye to eye on that day.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. There's another meeting today as President Biden looks to get Republicans on board his infrastructure plan. CBS's Weijia Jiang says he's already made some concessions and is willing to change how it's paid for.
Initially, he wanted to raise the corporate tax rate from 21 to 28%. Republicans staunchly opposed that. Mr. Biden proposed an alternative, a 15% minimum tax on corporations. The goal there to target the dozens of companies that have paid little to nothing in federal corporate income taxes. Another concession from President Biden, slashing new spending on infrastructure from over $2 trillion down to roughly $1 trillion. That could be a tough needle to thread, though. Republicans have so far only been willing to spend about a quarter of that.
FBI Director Christopher Wray tells the Wall Street Journal the Bureau is investigating about 100 different types of ransomware, many traced to Russia. CBS's Jeff Pagaz says the Justice Department will now consider major cyber attacks as acts of terrorism.
In a letter to federal prosecutors across the country yesterday, Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco said that the department must make sure that its efforts to combat digital extortion are focused, coordinated, and appropriately resourced. She said the DOJ must enhance and centralize the tracking of investigations and prosecutions of ransomware groups.
Today's May jobs report is expected to show a bounce back after a weak April. CBS's David Begno is in Southern California.
The tourism and hospitality industry, a multi-billion dollar moneymaker before the pandemic, is one of the last to recover.
When you lose your job, I think you lose your dignity too.
Take Frank Santos. He worked for 8 years as a chef at Terranea Resort. He got laid off last March because of the pandemic, and he had to move in with his daughter while collecting unemployment.
You have to live basically from charity, you know. That's what unemployment is for me, you know, is charity. I just need my job back.
Rosalia Rodriguez needs to get her job back, too. She's a hotel room inspector. She's a single mom who's now taking care of a granddaughter, not knowing how much longer her unemployment benefits are going to last.
We want to go back to work. We don't want to be collecting unemployment. We want to go back to work as soon as possible.
I hear you loud and clear.
If they call me tomorrow, I'll be there tomorrow.
You'll be there.
I'll be there tomorrow.
CBS's Maria Villarreal is at a vaccination site in Alabama, one of the states where the COVID vaccination rate is lagging.
Dr. Sarah Nafziger is the vice president of clinical support services for the University of Alabama at Birmingham, which runs this site.
So we've gone from seeing crowded parking lots with mass vaccine sites to empty parking lots.
Jessica Weber had safety concerns of her own, but finally got the shot.
We're looking to hopefully expand our family, and there was some stuff about fertility, but we've talked to our doctors, so we knew it was the right step for us and for our family.
There is ongoing misinformation about the COVID-19 vaccines impairing fertility. Certainly, these vaccines do not.
Dr. Karen Landers is the Alabama Assistant State Health Officer. She says misinformation is driving hesitancy, especially among young people.
We are concerned that we could see an increase in the fall.
European Union regulators have opened an antitrust investigation into Facebook. It's about whether the company distorts competition in the classified ad market by using data it collects from rival services. Postmaster General Louis DeJoy is under investigation by the Justice Department over political fundraising at his former business, a logistics firm. DeJoy has denied he repaid executives for contributing to Donald Trump's campaign. Former Vice President Mike Pence says he's proud of what he and former President Trump accomplished, but at a GOP dinner in New Hampshire, he said the two go their separate ways about the January attack at the U.S. Capitol.
President Trump and I have spoken many times since we left office, and I don't know if we'll ever see eye to eye on that day.
Pence says Democrats are trying to keep the insurrection in the news to distract from what he called a radical agenda. Strengthening a measure signed last year by Mr. Trump, President Biden has signed an executive order that bans more American companies from investing in dozens of Chinese firms that have alleged ties to the country's defense or intelligence apparatus. O.J. Simpson calls F. Lee Bailey one of the great lawyers of our time. Bailey, who was part of Simpson's murder defense dream team, died yesterday at 87.
Having been at the scene, can you imagine that the perpetrator or perpetrators didn't get blood on their feet? Can you imagine that?
Bailey had a domineering court presence and a long list of celebrity clients that included Patty Hearst, the Boston Strangler, and Dr. Sam Shepard, the case that inspired The Fugitive. The New York Times reports U.S. intelligence has found no evidence that a string of unidentified aerial phenomena seen by Navy aviators were alien spacecraft. And officials say a vast majority did not originate from any secret U.S. military or government technology, but some could be from a rival power, such as Russia or China. In his Global Entry series, CBS News travel advisor Peter Greenberg has more on the cruise industry, trying to set sail after a year ravaged by the pandemic.
Today, U.S. passengers board the Celebrity Millennium in St. Martin in the Caribbean for a seven-day cruise. It will be the first time American passengers have sailed on an American ship. All passengers must be vaccinated, and mask rules will be strictly enforced. Shore excursions will be strictly escorted activities.
The Los Angeles Lakers will not defend their NBA title.
Here comes Booker, a three. Good!
Devin Booker of the Suns led the charge with 47 points on TNT as Phoenix eliminated L.A. in Game 6 of their series. Lakers star LeBron James says it was a tough season.
We never really got an opportunity to see our full team at full strength, either because of injury or COVID or something going on with our ball club this year.
A new Netflix series produced by former President Obama and wife Michelle adds a musical beat to a subject most might consider tough to dance to.
It is called We the People.
Pay attention so I know my rights.
A series of 10-minute animated music videos designed to engage kids about something they would normally be repulsed by, civics. It features a number of stars singing about a variety of non-musical subjects.
Now let me start to tell y'all all about taxes. How much do you pay? Well, that depends on your bracket.
Brandi Carlile sings about speaking out.
No one can keep you from speaking your mind.
Among others feature Janelle Monáe, her, Adam Lambert, and Hamilton creator Lin-Manuel Miranda. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
Baseball's Cleveland Indians say they're close to releasing a list of possible new names for the team. It phased out the Chief Wahoo logo in 2019. The roundup is produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.